I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hello.
Hey, Morgan. How you doing?
Hey, Mike. How are you, man?
I'm doing great, man. Thank you very much for taking the time today. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. It's my pleasure, brother.
So I'm a big fan of your work. Was a big Thank fan you. Of Super Size Me, and now we're up to Super Size Me 2. Holy chicken! I have to say it like that every
Holy
time.
Holy chicken!
Yeah,
That's
every
right.
time.
That's
so.
Right.
So I guess you're looking at, have things really improved in the past? Has it been 15 years since the first Super Size Me?
That's right. It's been 15 years since the first film.
And have things improved in the fast food industry as far as offering healthy options?
Well, I think the marketing's improved. I think we've got a lot of marketing that's telling us how much better everything is. And I think that's what the film really dives into.
So what was the biggest... Well, let's get into the chicken thing first. So why are you focusing on the chicken sandwich, which I'm a huge fan of many places.
Well, yeah, you and me both. And you know, chicken's a great place for us to dive into this story because chicken is the most eaten animal on the planet. We eat 50 billion chickens a year, 9 billion Jeez. In the U.S. alone, 300 chickens a second. So literally every time you and I are talking right now, that's like 300 that are going.
Oh my God.
So it's a area that continues to grow. Like, the chicken sandwich has now surpassed the burger as the most eaten sandwich in America. So, you know, if I was going to open a restaurant, then I want to open the most popular, and chicken is now the most popular protein. So for us to get into this story, you know, well, how do you do it? Now, how do we raise these birds? So I started a farm to raise my own chickens. How do I open the restaurant? What kind of food do I sell? You see this whole process that goes into it from a corporate standpoint, and there's so many pieces, you know, when you're opening like a franchise, like what do you think about? Like, how do I market it? How do I target a consumer to make something that they want to eat or that they think is better for them than it actually is? And I think just understanding the manipulation that goes into it is something that people have never kind of been able to wrap their heads around, and I think it's going to blow people's minds.
All right, what was the biggest misconception? What was the biggest false claim you came across, or maybe one of the biggest false claims that you came across?
I tell you, the thing that is going to upset people so much is just the food labeling that goes on chickens, because we so want to believe that somebody's out there taking care of us, you know, that the government's looking out for us, that these corporations are selling us things that it's real, that it's actually better for us than it was in the past. And like, you start seeing this labeling, free range being one of the craziest things you'll ever see.
Yes.
So ultimately, to call a chicken free range, all you have to do is give them access to the outside. And so in the movie, you see me put up a little pen outside of my chicken barn that is probably 5 feet by 5 feet, where I can open up the door just so they can have access. And just by doing that, they're free range chickens.
Okay,
the
so
they never have to go outside.
Yeah.
They never have to set one foot out in the fresh air. All they just have to do is have the opportunity, if they would ever so desire, to go outside.
So these chickens, like, say Chick-fil-A says, or I don't know who says, our chickens are happier and therefore they taste better. That's not necessarily the case. They just get a little more sunlight than most.
Yeah, maybe. Did they give those chickens like a happiness test? Like, I mean, I'm just curious how they officially know that. I'm just wondering.
Right, right. Yeah. Well, I got to ask you about the chicken sandwich wars that were going on pretty heavily in the past few weeks. I mean, this is great timing for you.
And great time, because we're about to open a Holy Chicken pop-up in New York City, so I can't wait to inject Holy Chicken right in the middle of that sandwich battle.
That was incredible. There's this guy in Georgia, I don't know if you saw the story, suing Popeyes, who have, like I said, the reigning chicken sandwich now, for $5,000, because he had to travel from store to store to find one. He couldn't find one. He hit a curb, blew out a tire, broke his rim. That was $1,500. The suffering, the humiliation from friends and family on why he was doing this. And the best part, he was scammed out of $25 because he saw an ad on Craigslist of someone who said they had an actual Popeye's chicken sandwich, and they'd sell it to him for $25.
That's terrible.
And of course, he got screwed. And then there's like the guy in Houston who ordered it. They said they were out. He pulled a gun on the manager. So are chicken sandwiches becoming some kind of commodity more than what they really are now? I mean, Is this the beginning of chicken sandwich currency, maybe, or something like that?
I listen. I hope so. I hope I can create a whole like Holy Chicken black market that's about to happen right now in New York City. Yeah.
But,
I believe, yeah.
But that, so this just kind of, it's this is such good timing. It proves your point that people love their fried chicken sandwiches to the
and
point.
And we are in this moment, yeah.
Yeah.
And to a point to where literally somebody, like, they're going to get in a fight over it. Like, a fight broke out in one. Somebody pulled a gun in the other one. You know, I think that there is this fever pitch that's now coming around that I think once we open up Holy Chicken in New York that people are going to go nuts for. So I can't wait. And I can't wait. And the film is going to blow people's minds when they kind of see everything that goes into creating that manipulation. And it is. Like, so much of this, as much as it's a great story and a great conversation, it is brilliant marketing that's going on right now.
Yeah, well, why should I choose Holy Chicken above, say, Popeyes right now?
Because it is so much more delicious. And ultimately, you know, we have no questionable religious beliefs. You know, we believe that you should get to be with any chicken sandwich you want. You know, we don't come from any royalty. You know, we don't have any highfalutin ideas that anybody's better for you. You know, so I think that, you know, it's one of these things where you're going to love this chicken sandwich at Holy Chicken. It's for everybody.
All right. Well, I hope you come to Boston and do a pop-up up here as a chicken sandwich aficionado.
100%.
That would be fantastic.
Done. You are coming in. You're going to be customer number one in line.
I'm ready to go, man. Any kind of research you want to do on me, you want to give me a little free range space while I eat my chicken sandwich, that'd be fantastic. I'm ready for it.
Deal.
All right. Well, Morgan Spurlock, it's Super Size Me 2, Holy Chicken! And it's out now,
Holy
right?
Chicken.
It's out now, but
yeah,
is it going to be?
It'll be nationwide.
Okay, is it going to?
It'll be literally in the comfort of your living room this Friday. So, like, it's on demand. It's on iTunes. It's Amazon.
Oh, good.
You know, like, I love watching movies on my couch now much
yes.
more than I love going outside.
Yes, me
so,
too.
It's the same place where I watched John Wick 3, so it's going to be the same place they'll be able to watch Super Size Me 2, Holy Chicken.
So, all right, Morgan Spurlock,
yeah,
thanks a lot, man. Everybody go see Super Size Me 2, Holy Chicken! It's out now.
Holy Chicken!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.